Assalamu alaikum, everybody, and a very, very warm welcome back to the podcast. It's been a really long time since we've made any of these episodes that are specifically for the podcast. I think most of the time we've been actually focusing on YouTube and not really giving the podcast the attention that it deserves. Because to be honest, in terms of this kind of this world of creating resources to help the Arabic students out there learn the Arabic language, it is my first love, really. And we've achieved some really big milestones, alhamdulillah. And, you know, I'd really like to come into 2024 focusing on the podcast and trying to make these episodes more frequent, inshallah. So what I have today for you guys is an episode on saying I miss you in the Arabic language, because it's a really useful Arabic verb. I want to talk about how we use it in Fusha and another similar verb as well. And then how also it's used in Palestine. It's kind of interesting as well how the verb is used in dialects. And maybe I'll speak a little bit of Arabic as well, just to help you guys with your listening and your comprehension as well, inshallah. We'll learn some new vocab, and so that's what we'll do today, inshallah. So let's jump into it, inshallah. So I want to say thank you very much, actually, because we've recently reached the milestone of 700,000 downloads on this podcast, which is really exciting, a little milestone to cross just as we enter into 2024, inshallah. So what have we got for today? So our verb in question, that kind of this main, the main thing that this podcast is circling around, is the verb ishtaqa. Ishtaqa, yashtaqu, meaning to miss, ishtaqa. And it's a really useful verb, actually, and useful to be familiar with that structure, because lots of Arabic students, when they hear ishtaqa, they think it's present tense, whereas fi'l mudari'a would be yashtiqu, because we do have a kasra on that middle letter in other verbs that are on that same form, or what we call form 8. For example, the verb i'taqada ya'taqidu, and because there's a kasra, and ya'taqidu, the qi bit in the middle, the verb i'taqada, by the way, meaning to believe something. And a'taqidu, I believe, for example. And your i'tiqad is your belief. You could say, for example, fi i'tiqadihim, in their belief, for example. But we don't have it's not ishtaqa yashtiqu, it is ishtaqa yashtaqu. We keep the alif in the middle. And there's another really useful verb, actually, the verb ikhtara, meaning to choose something. Ikhtara, present tense. Have a think to yourselves, actually, what would the present tense be if it is ishtaqa yashtaqu, to miss, ikhtara, present tense, yakhtaru, present tense, yakhtaru. Very nice. So what about how it's used in Palestine? How is this verb used in Palestine? The reason I know this is because when I studied in Palestine, I had a break over like the winter holiday, right? The kind of time of year we're in now, actually, back in 2013. And and when I came back from that holiday, back to Nablus, people always said this to me, and they even messaged it to me. So they'd say, in their lehja, in their dialect, they'd say, ishta'tillik. Ishtaqtillak. But what they're saying is ishtaqtu ilayka. That's the fusha equivalent of what they're saying, ishtaqtu ilayka. Because we use this verb ishtaqa with the harf jar, with the preposition ila somebody. So ana mathalan, for example, ana ashtaqu ila Britannia, for example, I miss Britain, as an example, right? Ashtaqu ila ummi, I miss my mother, for example. But in the Palestinian dialect, well, all of the Shami dialects, actually, as far as I can tell, they have a habit, not a rule, I'll just say a habit, of often turning the qaf into a hamza sound. So they will say ishta'til rather than ishtaqtu, ishta'at rather than ishtaqt. Right, that's a very common sort of pronunciation change in many dialects, actually, of Arabic, not only the Shami ones. So, and I even noticed some people, when they wrote it to me in Facebook chat or whatever, they'd even write it with a hamza, which, I mean, is one thing to corrupt the language in a spoken sense, because we all do, even in our own native languages, of all of us, whatever languages we speak. But to actually see the writing be done, because if anything, it's more effort to write a hamza than it is a qaf, because sometimes you need to press shift and another letter on the Arabic keyboard to get an appropriate hamza for that. But in any case, if you use it in the past tense, like you do in that kind of context, it is ishtaqtu. You would say ishtaqtu ilaykum, I have missed you, you know, and we actually use that in English. We say, I've missed you, rather than just, I miss you. You can use both of them. And in Arabic too, you can say, ishtaqtu ilayka, to one person, or in the case of me saying to you guys, the listeners of the Arabic with Sam podcast, ishtaqtu ilaykum, I have missed all of you, or if you're a Falastini, ishtaqtillek, I have missed you, ishtaqtillek. Jayid, fanastamir, so we'll continue. I would like to talk a little bit, inshallah, in Arabic, about some things that I miss about Britain, maybe. Just to kind of improve our listening a little bit, for me to be in the habit of speaking Arabic into the microphone as well, inshallah. And so what I will do, inshallah, bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, سوف أتكلم قليلا عن الأشياء التي أشتاق إليها من بريطانيا. I will talk a little bit about the things that I miss them from Britain. Okay. طيب فلنبدأ. Okay, so let's begin then. So أولا أنا أشتاق إلى المطر. نعم طبعا عندنا المطر هنا في الصومال أيضا. ولكن ليس كل الأيام. We don't have it all of the days. We don't have it all of the time. وأيضا هنا في الصومال ليس لنا الفصول مثل في بريطانيا وأوروبا بشكل عام. We don't have all of the seasons here like we do in Britain and in Europe, generally speaking. هنا في الصومال لنا فصل المطر, فصل بدون مطر, فصل مع مطر, فصل بدون مطر. We have a season with rain, a season without rain, a season with rain, a season without rain. وأنا أشتاق إلى المطر وخاصة كيف المطر يضرب على الشبابيك بالليل. I especially miss how the rain sort of hits on the windows at night. I especially miss that. وبالإضافة إلى ذلك ثانيا أنا أشتاق إلى الملابس الدافئة أو ممكن نقول الملابس الشتوية. We can say I miss الملابس الدافئة. I miss winter clothing, let's say, or warm, or not winter, because we also say الملابس الشتوية, winter clothing, but maybe just warm clothing, الدافئة. I miss this kind of warm clothing. Like here in Somalia, we really don't get an opportunity to wear a scarf and a hat and a hoodie because it's always, you know, the درجة مئوية, the degrees Celsius is always بين عشرون. بين عشرين وبين ثلاثين, something like that. You know, it's always sort of between 20 and between 30. وثالثا, and thirdly, أنا أشتاق إلى لغتي الأم. I miss my mother language. طبعا أنا أتكلم الإنجليزية مع أولادي, مع زوجتي أحيانا, وأيضا عندما أتصل بأمي وأبي. And also when I call my mom or my dad, طبعا أنا أتكلم الإنجليزية. ولكن هنا في الصومال في يوم عادي ممكن 40% أنا أستخدم اللغة العربية. About 40% of the time I use Arabic. وبعد ذلك 40% أتكلم الصومالية. Maybe another 40% I speak Somali. وبعد ذلك 20% فقط أنا أستخدم اللغة الإنجليزية هنا. وبصراحة اللغة الإنجليزية لغتي الأم. طبعا أنا شخص يحب اللغات كثيرا. Of course I'm a person who loves languages a lot. ولكن لا لغة مثل لغة الأم. But there's no language like your mother tongue. ورابعا, and fourthly, رابعا أنا أشتاق إلى جدتي. جدتي هي من زمان أحبه أكثر من زماننا. She is from a time that I love more than our time. أنا تكلمت معها كثيرا عن الحياة في بريطانيا في الأربعينات وفي الخمسينات وفي الستينات. I used to talk to her about life in the 40s and the 50s and the 60s. نعم وأنا أشتاق إليها كثيرا. And I miss her a lot. خامسا. Fifthly. أنا أشتاق إلى العشاء وبالفرن. I don't really know the actual Arabic term for this, but a roast dinner is what I'm saying. العشاء بالفرن, literally the dinner from the oven. أنا أشتاق إليها كثيرا, خاصة اليوركشير بودز وأيضا الستافينغ ليس لنا الستافينغ هنا في الصومال. نعم لا أستطيع أن أجد الستافينغ في حياة مول أو في جوبا هايبرماركت. Those are our two kind of big supermarkets here in Mogadishu. Yes, and they do not have ليس لهم stuffing أو Yorkshire puds أو you know gravy, instant gravy mixture. ليس لهم instant gravy mixture. نعم. فها هي الأشياء الخمسة التي يشتاق إليها من بريطانيا. These are maybe five of the things that I miss من بريطانيا, from Britain. طيب. فسؤال اليوم. So the question of the day هو ماذا تشتاق إليها؟ أو ماذا تشتاق إليه؟ What do you miss? You know, what do you miss? It can be from any place. And I believe actually on Spotify, if you're a listener on Spotify, we actually have a section on Spotify where you can comment underneath this podcast, or if you're watching on YouTube as well, then there'll be somewhere underneath this video as well when you can answer this question. ماذا تشتاق إليه? What do you miss? Good. Okay, well, that's everything for this episode. I just wanted to do a very brief episode to come back, get back into the rhythm of creating these podcasts, inshallah, because I would really love to be in a situation where we can do this daily. I'd really love to have daily podcasts. That would kind of be the dream. When I think about what I really love about kind of helping Arabic students بطريقة الإنترنت, like by sort of online, by means of the internet, the people I really looked up to, and these guys, I don't think I've ever mentioned them on the podcast before, but they had a massive impact on me as like a 16, 17-year-old young Arabic language student. Are the guys at ArabicPod.net, right? Like I used to download their episodes onto a little yellow iPod. I don't know if you guys remember. It wasn't the Shuffle. The Shuffle was like the little one you'd clip on. It was like an iPod something else. I had a yellow one. And I used to download their episodes when I used to do my paper round around my village in Cornwall. And that had a massive impact on me. And when I think, even now as like a 30-year-old man, when I think about what would I love to do when I grow up? If I think about that, what do I want to do when I grow up? You know, I really want to have the impact on people that they had on me. Like, I want to know that there's, you know, whatever, you know, there's Muhammad in Malaysia who's listening to my podcast on his commute to work to get a little bit closer to the language of the Quran, or that there's, you know, a lady called Jessica doing the gardening in Liverpool, you know, being able to access the Arabic language through someone like myself, you know, those are the kind of things that I really love. So inshallah, we'll work really hard to get more frequent episodes of the podcast out, inshallah. So I hope that you guys have enjoyed this, and I'll see you guys maybe tomorrow if we can keep up with daily episodes, inshallah, for 2024. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.